When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, gentlemen.
What it do, baby? Hater one and hater two. How y'all doing? you got hater three at home. My wife was like, oh, that was a really cool spoof you guys did with Key and the whole interior design.
But she thinks I'm cool, though, Jay.
So
that's all that matters. She thinks I'm cool, right? She's like, Jay, why don't you go and try and figure some of that out, you know?
Why do you always have me? I got Key for that. What do I got to do it for?
Why are you always having me pick everything out, Jay?
We're family and friends discount. We're fine.
We got Key for that. I'm going to come. Relationships, you know, with the manufacturer.
Hey, man. There you go.
A retainer. Hey, man, just give me a retainer, Jay. I'm good. And at that point, we'll draw down on your retainer, and then we'll
draw
have
down
you replenish
on the retainer.
It.
Sounds like you've had a lot of retainers in your life.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Measure up the curtains.
Ain't
going
to try to
need.
Get me like, oh, this is the starting fee. I'm like, no, we got to start way lower than that, Key. We got to need that.
No, I'm going to hook you up, man. Get you some career marble, Max, and yeah, nice right. big 10-inch plank hardwood, nice
yeah,
and long.
The wide plank.
There it is.
Get you some nice ones, some real oak ones.
The white shaker cabinets, the whole
thing.
Oh,
huh? Yeah, I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah.
They
got their hooks at the Key early on. As soon as I identified him as a star athlete, they started pushing avocado like stuff on him and all types of stuff.
He sounds right. So articulate.
Listen.
Guys. Jesus, you know how they hit us? Come on, Key. This guy's really well kept.
What do you think? We can bring him to the country club.
Really well kept. Look, he's very professional.
Well, I mean. But the video this morning, though, the grocery store is just unbelievable,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
You can valet. I mean, that's just...
Who can valet at a grocery store?
Did you see the video, though, where the guy was like, you did valet? Oh, my God, I can't be with you.
Go to Whole Foods down the block, right?
Go to Whole Foods down the block.
Yeah.
You guys got to see, Key sent this text to us in the text chain last night from something called Air One. I've never seen. It was like four eggs for like $25. I'm like, where?
Yeah, it's like a big Holly.
In a circle, Jay. Yeah.
You got to buy your eggs in a circle.
Eggs in a circle.
The only person shopping at this place is Jeff Bezos. That's only.
No, but the thing is, that's really a grocery store.
Yeah, it is.
No,
everyone goes there. Yeah,
everyone.
All the Hollywood set
in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. No, the Holly, like Max said. The Hollywood scene, they just put one on the corner of Ventura and Coldwater Canyon.
Yeah.
And it has the valet.
Cold
it has
Water
all the.
Canyon.
And it's like expensive. Max, I mean, Jay, it's like a bleeping club. No, Jay. No, I'm serious.
I know you are.
It's like a club. I'm like, are you here to grocery shop? Or are you here to pick up a screenwriter?
Oh, I didn't see that a couple of times in L.A. Like, one of my boys, Mike Dean, literally pulled up to the Whole Foods one time, like, with his Mercedes. And I swear I thought he was Avant coming out of the... I'm like, you getting that dressed up to go into the grocery store?
Pat?
Man, it's unbelievable.
Pat would roll up in there like Chris Rock from, what was it, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? He said, how much for one egg? Right? Like, those eggs in a circle for $1 billion. Pat walk in there, buy one egg.
And they was dissing Whole Foods.
Wait, Keith, and why do I think Air One would just be spelled A-I-R?
No.
One. Of course, it's spelled E-R-E. W-H-O-N.
It's the most pretentious thing. It's impossible.
It's a
parody of itself.
It's in all honesty, it's beyond pretentious. Like, it doesn't even make any
another
sense,
word
Max.
For it.
Yeah, I just
made up a word.
What do you want me to do, man? I'm
E-R-E.
What do you want me to do? I got to go there. I mean, you know.
No, I don't shop. No, I don't. Me personally... do not shop there.
Can everyone admit, though, you're intrigued? You'd like to see what it's all about?
Wait. When you say me personally, does that mean someone else shops there for you, but you still go there?
See, y'all got it wrong.
No, I don't go there.
But someone goes there for you.
I have gone there to get smoothies. I have never gone there to get anything. Scratch that.
Scratch that.
I've gone there to get veggies and a smoothie. Outside of that, I'm not buying my rice from there.
Pat, you got it all wrong, Pat. You got to bring your own coffee into Air One and just sit in the corner and watch people watching. That's all you got to do.
Oh, man, it's a major people watching.
That's all I want to do.
It's a club. Just know that.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the Stop and Shop in Meriden, thanks.
Big Y and all that. Because if I see eggs in a circle, I'm out on that, John. I'm going to keep it funny.
Holla at me, Keith Food.
And there are fewer of them, too.
Fewer of them, man.
It's four eggs.
Eggs cost, what, $90 right now?
How can we increase the profit margin? Listen, we're in L.A. with these Hollywood people. There's not a brain among five of them, right? Let's just put them in a circle and take more out, and we could charge twice as much.
And then, Max, it's all about the descriptive narrative behind it, right? Oh, these are our homegrown chickens that we have.
These people are so stupid, you cannot imagine.
These chickens have been earthing for 5 years or more. Like, you're like, wait, what?
Man, it gives my state a bad name. It really does. And my city.
You know what gives a city a good name?
Yeah, there it is.
Guys like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan.
We're just fighting for 8th, 9th, or 10th spot. Let's slow down with a good name.
First of all, 76ers fall in double overtime.
Yeah.
And the Knicks came all the way back. It looked like they were going to lose. Then it looked at the end like they were going to win, and then they lost.
Yates, can I talk to you for a second?
About the
schedule loss? Yeah, let's do it.
It's got me back. I mean, look, you come off the road. It's always a tough game at home. But I am going to tell you, like, I texted you last night about the bench points. I think it's concerning. But, you know, James Harden by far had his worst game of the season. Like, I am concerned. I know he missed 14 games with the other foot, but he didn't play the last game. Now this game with the foot injury, got Doc Rivers talking about it. I mean, the guy was 2 of 14 from the field last night, had so many turnovers, and it just felt like at the start of the fourth quarter, he just couldn't find his rhythm. Like, despite 37 from Joel Embiid continuing to be at the top of the MVP conversation, despite 22 from Tyrese Maxey, like, we know that the key cog for this team is James Harden. So as we close the stretch, this foot injury is something that's starting to worry me a little bit about him because, frankly, you need him to elevate the offense, and it will come down to what version of James Harden we will see. Will he be healthy when it matters the most? And now, all of a sudden, a Bulls team that's fighting for the 8th or 9th spot, I get you want to call it schedule loss. It's more so the concerning injury for James Harden that I'm worried
about.
But
how difficult is it in double overtime, Jay, to, you know, guys are fatigued. I mean, that's no matter what your shape is like, you go into double overtime, at that point in time, it's up for grabs, no matter what the case may be. Even though Embiid gave you 37.6 boards and 3 blocks, but he fouled out. But it's double overtime. I mean, essentially, he's playing a game and a half. And so when you look at it, I think James Harden in this situation, yeah, that's a concern about his play down the stretch. But I think for him, he's just getting back in the rhythm. I'm not necessarily worried about him rolling in the playoff time because he knows that everybody's watching this time around. Everybody's going to be paying attention to what James Harden is like in the postseason.
No, I'm with you, Key. I'm just saying, like, we all know what's coming. That's why I'm just trying to tell the world before we get there, if this lingering injury is something that continues, we will be paying attention to it.
Who do you think it's going to be more on the postseason for the Sixers?
Doc Rivers.
Okay, but wait, here are the candidates. Doc, Harden, forget about more on. Who has more to gain, who has more to lose between Doc, Harden, and Embiid?
I feel like Embiid has more to gain because if he gets an MVP and then gets a chip, like all of a sudden you're starting to talk about him in a different
But what about life. The fact that if Harden wins
I think
a
all
chip,
three of them are equal.
All three of them,
Jay. Like if Harden wins, they're equal. Yeah. See, Doc's already got the chip, right?
Yeah, probably but more to gain than James Harden. Gets
yeah, but chip, he got that gonna, chip 17,000 years ago.
Okay, but if Harden doesn't have one and he's won an MVP and he's been one of the all-time great scorers, if he gets the chip, just like with Jokic, you go back and it makes it all feel different.
Yeah, but it doesn't – like, for me, those were James Harden-led teams back in the day. To me, this is Joel Embiid's team. There's no question about it. So I know that James Harden can still get a chip, but the headline of any paper will still be Embiid.
But it might be almost like
– Well, I think it all depends on how it unfolds.
Yeah, how it goes
right?
down.
If all of a sudden there's a coaching blunder toward the end of the game, the headline reads, boom. And then if it's a coaching, just magical timeout, he drew it up, he was able to get it to such and such, and he hit it from the corner, and they win. Headline Doc Rivers.
Harden misses a big shot.
If Embiid all of a sudden goes for 36, 9, and 4, oh, my God, look what he did down the stretch. And then James Harden chips in. I think it's so. I think all across the board, it's even. They all got something to gain, and they all got something to lose, depending on how it unfolds.
I would say this on the lose, though, real quick, Max.
Yeah.
Like, if they lose, okay, you're still going to ask, like, is the right cast of characters around Joel Embiid? Even though I would hold Embiid accountable. You would also say about James Harden, well, if the injury continues to linger, maybe you just can't win with that style, even though James Harden is having an incredible season. More to lose comes back to Doc Rivers. I don't think Doc Rivers has a job next year with the Celtics if they lose.
Okay, in that sense, yes.
You mean with the Sixers?
With the Sixers. But Sixers. Doc does, in his career, when you step back in the grand scheme of things, he has won a championship.
True.
Now, he's considered to have fallen off as a coach since then. Let's be honest. There have been a
lot of that he has. To who?
It depends on where they lose, though.
But
to who, though? Who has he fallen off?
The last couple years,
he's had a lot of collapses since then.
No. But when you say he's fallen off as a coach, if Doc Rivers was to lose his job with the Sixers, somebody's going to be lining up to hire him again.
Right. So I'm saying when you look at the grand scheme of things, yes, in the short run, he could lose his job, right? But he has won a chip. Harden, if he gets one now, I think what people will say is, look, he was a little bit miscast as the guy to do everything on offense. He was actually best when he was really more of a point guard, right? So he has a tremendous upside to winning a championship. Maybe more than anyone else, because now you go back and look at his career where he put up spectacular numbers, got some teams close, right, without as much talent as other teams. And, oh, my God, as soon as he was put in the right role with another guy, he chipped up.
And he took less money.
And he took less. I think
you're right. No, I agree with you. You're right. You talked me into that one.
And then Embiid, too. Like, listen, there's a lot there. Mario Chalmers, by the way, says no one's afraid of LeBron James. Is he right? KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Can the Lakers make the playoffs without LeBron?
No, I wasn't sure the Lakers could make the playoffs with LeBron.
This is the nightmare when it comes to the Lakers.
We could just shove aside that notion that they're going to advance beyond the play-in and get to the sixth seed, because without LeBron, that ain't happening.
It's unfortunate that LeBron went down, but injuries are a real part of our sport, and we got to step up and hold down the fort until he returns.
If you're a fan of LeBron James or the Lakers, you're saying, there goes my team's chances of making the playoffs.
I ain't never scared. What?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Darvin Ham, Lakers head coach, says the Lakers anticipate LeBron James will return, quote, at some point. Good news for the Lakers because after those trades.
Key, this gets me hype, man. This brings me back to college. This song brings me back to college, Key. This is down south, man. Y'all ain't with it out west.
Get it.
Y'all ain't with it out west. Loved it.
You know what I mean? You want to wave your t-shirt down like a helicopter, too?
Yeah, I mean, hey, wait. White t-shirts and jeans were in back then, man. Come on, man.
No, I'm just saying. Artists, you said down south college. That was the college day.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I get it. I understand. I'm not completely lost.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Max.
That's all right. You know, when you derail him, it's
the Lakers. Come on, man. The Lakers have come up with some pieces in recent years. Like, even going back to when they drafted Kyle Kuzma, right? Like, late in the first round, he immediately starts scoring as a rookie. But he's given. But the point is, Key, he was a rotation piece right away. Caruso. Yeah. Now you have.
Well, Caruso was homegrown.
We
let him get out of the building.
They just figured this out.
Austin Reeves?
Austin Reeves now. Austin Reeves is a real NBA player. Where do they find these guys? Like, you know, they kind of plucked them out of nowhere.
He's a real NBA player.
He is, but I mean, he's like a genuine rotation piece. You can play minutes.
He's been on the roster for a while. He's a real NBA player.
Right, no, but this is not, like, this is not an 8-minute a game. Yeah.
As opposed to a plastic NBA player?
Yes, as opposed to a dude who's sitting there on the bench and never really going to get minutes.
He won you a game.
He scored 35 points not by accident.
He knocked down, what, 30-something the other night?
Yeah.
Doing his thing.
35. I mean, and then with Beasley, and they trade for D'Angelo Russell, they have a supporting cast now if LeBron and AD can stay healthy, right?
Like
and
a supporting cast to win a chip or just a supporting cast?
I don't know, man. Depends on what LeBron and AD
do. Jay, I feel the same way that Max. You know, I'm never going to really, especially when it comes to basketball, I'm not going to agree with Max because he a fake Laker fan. But I do agree with Lakers, him. But I do agree with him here. I don't know. What? Because if you could take a magic wand and just do this and everybody stays healthy, what are they? But we can't. We haven't. We get like two games of all of them on the floor together. Then somebody gets hurt, and we're talking about AD for 2-3 weeks. Then LeBron's out there without AD. Then he gets hurt, and we're talking about LeBron hurt. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah,
if
but
they
this,
could stay but healthy he, from wire to wire, the, what is
this
it?
Exercise is so old to me, though, man. Like, and this is where I get so frustrated every time I watch the Lakers because it, even with my boys, it always stems around, just imagine if they were all healthy. I've been imagining they'd be all healthy
that
for
means
a long
the
time.
You've
been, imagining an all healthy sister bubble?
That's what I'm saying, Key. I've been imagining a lot of things.
You got to keep these guys literally in a bubble
in a
to
bubble.
Keep them healthy. Look, they're 11.
When did we win? What was that, 4 years ago?
The bubble was what,
three seasons ago, right? So they're in 11th in the West right now.
It feels forever.
They're a half game behind Utah for 10, and they're a game and a half behind the Warriors for 6. Right, so there's plenty of time. So, here's
yeah, they
the
gonna.
Question.
I think they come out of 11th spot and they gonna fall somewhere in between 6 and 10.
Okay, but here's the question: given health, but also given the fact that you need to be in some kind of rhythm, not to mention you need to win some of these games, right, to get there. Should LeBron J play before the playoffs?
I mean, is he healthy?
It's touch and go. Let's say they're like, he can do it now, but ideally we give him a few more. You know, like another week, another 2 weeks.
This is why I love this show, because I'm not going to give you some kind of like hot scolding take. I need more details. Like, could my injury worsen itself? Like, could I become more injured? And then
that's a good question.
Like, so like
you're not risking it. In other
like
words.
As an athlete, yeah. if you're telling me that, hey, this is the worst your injury could be, I'm like, cool. I think I can play through that. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me that my
injury can't be Booby from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. But if you're telling me that my injury, I can do more damage to it. Which would hold me out longer, which would throw off my summer. I'm trying to play a couple more years here. Then I'm not sure I can do it.
It would throw off my summer.
Well, I'm just saying.
He'd go straight to vacation.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the summertime, do I want to be doing rehab for most of the summer?
Right.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm 38, about to turn 39.
Yeah.
But I don't
like I'm 25.
With that $7 million a year that LeBron spends on his wellness and health and everything, I don't think he'll be getting bad advice. Let's just say that.
That's fair.
You know,
I'm asking details. You know what I mean?
He'll be getting the proper advice to come back. And if he can come back to help them make a strong run at that 6 to 10 slot, I think he does come back and do it.
Meantime.
Because one of the things that he does not want to do is miss the playoffs again.
Right. Meantime, Mario Chalmers does this thing that I really don't like. where it's like, well, this is the reason, and you point to some personality trait why one guy is better than another. Right? But he says nobody is afraid of LeBron and compares that to the way people felt about Michael Jordan. In Shambles podcast, Mario Chalmers, former NBA point guard. Listen.
Nobody fears LeBron. Nobody's like, damn, I gotta go play this Bron tonight. Nobody said that. I don't know why.
Right.
Because I've seen people be scared when they actually line up to them, but they're not scared thinking about that matchup.
Right.
You hear anybody from that era talk about going against Jordan, there's a fear.
Right.
So when you have people that fear a player, then that's telling you something different already. Like, Jordan's just that guy. Like, everything was, I want to be like Mike.
Stop. Well, I mean, he's giving you his perspective, Jay.
I mean, it's different eras, though. Like, so Michael Jordan didn't grow up working out with different cats.
Right.
Like playing AAU basketball. Like Michael Jordan would be in the gym by himself, not wanting to rock with anybody. I mean, damn, it took Michael Jordan a while, even for his own teammates, to be able to work out with him. Right? So Bron grew up in the AAU era where everybody played together. LeBron has recruited different players to his team. LeBron has had different players come to his team. So it's a different type of feeling. Doesn't mean that once you step your foot on the court, that you're not somewhat intimidated that you're going against LeBron James.
Think people fear Kobe?
You know, yeah, I think because
differently
I think,
than LeBron?
Yeah, because I think Kobe is more like, Kobe didn't rock with anybody.
But isn't it also part of just a dude who can torch you in isolation, right? Like, as a player, if you have a matchup, LeBron is, like, in terms of, like, being embarrassed or something like that, Jordan or Kobe, because their job a lot of the time is to score in isolation, I imagine, is a more kind of terrifying matchup. That doesn't mean that they're any better or worse than LeBron, right?
Yeah, but
go ahead, Keith. No, I was going to say it's all about the way the narrative is set, too, though. Michael Jordan was looked at from the eyes of the people, both on and off the court, as just something different, inhuman. Like, and so when you looked at like that, people go into the game already defeated psychologically. No matter what, because there's this myth. There's this, they haven't really seen you, much like Jay was saying, where he's not working out with these dudes. He's not AAUing. He's not doing that. So people don't get a chance to really get their eyes on him. You know, a certain walk, the chewing of the gum, 5 and 6 security guards around him. It's this whole just this sort of myth at that time in that era.
Or of invincibility.
Where LeBron James is repeating everything that Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant's already done.
Key, I'm gonna give you a quick story.
They can see him.
Key, I'm gonna give you a quick story. So, obviously, playing for the Bulls and having MJ's locker was something that I don't care. Like, I was like, yo, ain't nobody sat here in a couple years. We haven't been winning games. I'm gonna sit here. But I had one of the best experiences of my life after that summer being hurt working out with Tim Grover. So, you know, Tim Grover had this facility in Chicago where everybody, I'm talking about everybody, came there. Ray Allen, Gary Payton, Scottie Pippen, all these cats came there to hoop for pickup games throughout the summer. So we all worked out together. And one time it was myself, Q Rich, Jason Richardson, we were all working out, and MJ was working out. MJ was not working out with anybody else. He was off with Tim Grover on his own side court working out. And guys like, yo, come on, we gonna hoop. He's like, man, I don't need none of you. I'm cool. And he kept telling us he's cool the whole time. Like, that is the MJ mystique, right? Everybody's in the gym working out, playing pickup. This dude didn't look at nobody, didn't talk to nobody, was on his own side court with everybody else in the gym working out by himself. That's how MJ was. That's what made him different. Bron would be working out with us. Bron would be shooting hoops with us, playing pickup. It's just a different style from different eras.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what all that. It's just an observation by a player about people's reactions. I don't think it means anything about who's better or worse.
It's psychological warfare, though.
But I also feel like it makes.
He said a lot, though.
Yeah, it makes.
He didn't just say that. He said some other stuff too.
What else he said?
Let's get into it. Let's get into it a little bit, and then one of Jay's dreams may have come to an end. We'll explain that.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Can the Lakers make the playoffs without LeBron?
No, I wasn't sure the Lakers could make the playoffs with LeBron.
This is the nightmare when it comes to the Lakers.
We could just shove aside that notion that they're going to advance beyond the play-in and get to the sixth seed, because without LeBron, that ain't happening.
It's unfortunate that LeBron went down, but injuries are a real part of our sport, and we got to step up and hold down the fort until he returns.
If you're a fan of LeBron James or the Lakers, you're saying, there goes my team's chances of making the playoffs.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So Mario Chalmers says nobody is afraid of LeBron, former NBA point guard, in Shambles podcast. Listen to this.
Nobody fears Bron. Nobody's like, damn, I gotta go play this Bron tonight. Nobody said that. I don't know why.
Right.
Because I've seen people be scared when they actually line up to him, but they're not scared thinking about that matchup.
Right.
You hear anybody from that era talk about going against Jordan, there's a fear.
Right.
So when you have people that fear a player, then that's telling you something different already. Like, Jordan's just that guy. Like, everything was, I want to be like Mike.
But I'm having a hard time understanding what he means, because he's saying the same thing. One minute you don't fear him off the court when you're watching him in film and doing those sort of things, but then once you step on the court, you fear LeBron. So I don't understand how that can be. I understand Mike is the man, and like I said before, Mike did things differently, where LeBron and Kobe playing catch up to how the aura was, how Michael Jordan presentation and package was, where LeBron and Kobe had to catch up to that because Michael Jordan was the first to do it. So I'm a little confused on Mario as far as what he's actually saying.
I just think he's making an observation. What I don't like is that, like, if it comes off, he's in Jordan's camp, right? There's Jordan LeBron camp. Jordan doesn't need the extra help. Like, if it sounds like people start to do that, what I don't like is it sounds like they think Jordan needs help in the argument. No, he doesn't. The record speaks for itself. Like, Kobe was great. LeBron's great. All these guys are great. Jordan, in his day, was a little bit better. And the record shows it. Anywhere you want to look, championships, record in championships. Please. This actually undersells Jordan, because it's accounting. It's like how many career points. He didn't play as long, but his career average is the highest of all time. His career playoff average scoring is the highest of all time, higher than the regular season. His PER per season, highest of all time, for average for his career. Even if you look at win shares of all the non-centers, he has the most. He has like three seasons before anyone else pops up. So, like, he doesn't need extra credit. Like, oh, also in his day, people feared him. Whatever. Maybe that's true. Maybe they feel differently because of what Jay says about AAU ball and everything. Maybe LeBron leads a different way. Certainly LeBron has compiled more points than Jordan over his career. He played longer. But, like, MJ doesn't need extra credit in this debate.
Don't you think there's an element of social media involved in this, and how visible LeBron is? Like, the one thing I could tell you as a former player, I never saw MJ anywhere. Like, and if I did, it was key. We were just talking about him and his security guy, Gus Lett, right? Like, he was always rolling security. It was like, hey, what's up? You might see him at the craps table. You might see him gambling here or there. You might see him shooting J's up. But it was always, like, isolated, always on his own. It wasn't like with the crew 100%. Of other players. He was always dolo, always solo.
Only time MJ would hang out, and that was with Charles Barkley for the most part.
Or Oak, right?
In Oak. That was really it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was one of the
ace from back
one of his
little crew, yeah. Right? But like with LeBron, we've seen, because of social media, you've seen everything. So I feel like a lot of players now feel like they grew up with LeBron. Like, oh, I know the decision and the access, and I got a chance to work with him on Spring Hill and all this stuff. So I feel like that proximity to LeBron doesn't make him I kind of like, not as fear, because people feel like they know him, where people didn't feel like they knew
visibility.
MJ like that.
They can touch him
yeah.
At any given moment is visibility. And one of the things that always stuck with me and will always stick with me is when Michael Jordan told me, you don't need to be everywhere. This was when I was young in New York. He said, you don't the less they see of you, the better off you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's something to this? Because this occurs to me. You look at LeBron's style versus, say, Kobe and MJ, because Kobe's game was modeled on MJ's. It was identical, and then he tried to make refinements to it, right, as time goes on. But they both had a very similar mentality, game, size, position, the whole thing. LeBron's game looks to me like he is trying to elevate the people he's with. He's trying to bring a group up. And Jordan and Kobe's games look like they want to rip your heart out.
There's
right?
There's a meanness.
Their primary objective is to kill the enemy, is to beat the opponent. Whereas LeBron's is to elevate the people around him.
I'll give you an example of what Mario Chalmers is talking about. And I get that LeBron James in Miami was the villain, but just go look at the Redeem team. If you ever get a chance to watch that doc, like watch LeBron talk about Kobe when they were playing against Spain. And Kobe, before the game even started, said, yo, the first possession, I'm going to run through this cat. He talked about running through Pau Gasol to set a tone. And literally the first play, Pau Gasol was trying to set a flare screen. Kobe just put his head down, boom, ran this dude over. And LeBron was like, yo, I can't believe he did. Like, that's the kind of meanness that Kobe and Michael had, where you're seeing LeBron that kind of has to be pushed to that sometimes.
But I mean, there's a difference in mentality
Do you really believe, though, Jay, he's got to be pushed to that? I mean, like, come on.
No, I know. I kind of believe when he accepted the role as a villain key, it was like a part of the maturity level you saw with him that was different.
When he was in Miami, he was a kid still.
Yeah, I hear you.
He was a – think about when he came from high school.
True.
So he still was a kid in Miami. He was not full-grown adult-like.
Do you think there's that same level of meanness and it's been sustained with LeBron as it has been with Kobe and Mike?
I think his – meanness is a little bit different because, much like you say, we all got access to LeBron. We all didn't have access to Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. They were isolated. They worked out by themselves in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
LeBron James is calling us up and saying, let's go get some run in. So it's a little bit, quite laugh.
It's a different
feel when you talk to LeBron, Kobe, and Michael. It's a different feel.
Kobe and Mike, I feel like I don't know what to say. Whereas with LeBron, I'm like, what up, my G? Like, I just kick it. It's just, I don't know why.
I'll include Larry Bird in the Kobe-Michael category of the people who get what they get out of it. Is the pain, is the suffering of the other guy. They want to beat the other guy more, like versus like Magic, LeBron. There are some personalities that love the feeling of winning and bringing a group along. And there are some personalities where the best part is the suffering of the other guy. Jordan made me feel like he wanted to let the other guy know that he was better than him. Larry Bird even talked about the best part about winning the championship. The best part. Was Magic suffering in the other locker room. It's a different way of thinking about things.
When you do things by yourself, people look at you a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't a throw with everybody guy. I worked out by myself. I just didn't deal with people. So people looked at me as a you know what and this and that because I wasn't talking to people. But there's other guys that we getting ready to go throw with all these guys. And I'm like, no, that's not. It's just your comfort zone, where you're at. And that's where LeBron is. He likes to work out with other people. He likes to do business with other people, where Kobe is isolated and Michael Jordan was isolated.
Rick Pitino, by the way,
hey.
Agreed to a 6-year deal with St. John's.
Welcome back to the
Garden. And, Jay, some bad news.
Uh-oh.
Your plan only worked halfway. St. Georgetown hires Ed Cooley. We're going to get into it. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash.
With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Can the Lakers make the playoffs without LeBron?
No, I wasn't sure the Lakers could make the playoffs with LeBron.
This is the nightmare when it comes to the Lakers.
We could just shove aside that notion that they're going to advance beyond the play-in and get to the sixth seed, because without LeBron, that ain't happening.
It's unfortunate that LeBron went down, but injuries are a real part of our sport, and we got to step up and hold down the fort until he returns.
If you're a fan of LeBron James or the Lakers, you're saying, there goes my team's chances of making the playoffs.
Walk it like I talk it.
Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo will join KJM at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time. That's, you know, not even 45 minutes from now. And UConn head coach Dan Hurley will join us at 8:05 a.m. So Rick Pitino,
St. Anthony's finest, Dan
agrees
Hurley,
agrees to a six-year deal with St. John's. And importantly on this show, Stan Van Gundy, boy, he sniffed you right out, Jay, on Twitter. You talked about Patrick Ewing still at Georgetown.
Still trying to find my integrity.
And Ed Cooley. So Patrick Ewing is fired. So Jay checked off phase one, success. But something went wrong because Ed Cooley got hired. So you lose your dream job at Georgetown, Jay. What do you think?
I said I think Ed Cooley's great for the job. Look, I just think Ed Cooley is a guy that can recruit. I think Georgetown is one of the best programs in the country. It almost feels like it is a sleeping giant in the conference. And I think Patrick Ewing is one of the all-world's best players that's ever played for Georgetown in the NBA. It's unfortunate it did not work out. But I do think Ed Cooley is a great representation for Georgetown moving forward.
Can they get it done, though?
Because you know, can the world, get done, like winning a championship.
The world is different than the Georgetown you and I know. I mean, you know how that goes. We grew up, right? The Hoya dunk shoes, the gray and blues. You know, we grew up like, ooh, where now this NIL situation in the portal makes life a difficult place for certain programs in sports.
Well, look, their athletic director, they used to do it one way. I think there is a new board now that is willing to spend, which is how they got the buyout for Patrick Ewing, essentially, right? So, like, you have to recruit people who are willing to help recruits come on board, and this is an NIL game. And Key, I will say this: so the amount of talent in the DMV area, special, man. Like, yeah. There's some schools like outside that area where you're like, I don't understand how players are leaving that pocket. It's the same thing that you have with USC in football. Like, there's some incredible players like Bryce Young. You're like, how did Bryce Young get to Alabama? He needs to be staying right there at USC. Well, obviously, right? But you need to
play
the
game. Two.
That's why you have the Super PAC now, right?
Before
that's
how you the NIL.
Yes. Well, that's the game Georgetown has to play in the DMV area.
Jay, do you have any can you identify any other vulnerable coaches at programs you might want to coach that we can start getting the ball rolling
I told
now?
You, Georgetown is the only school, man, I would ever coach at. I love that school.
That's it, huh?
I love that school.
So Jay's coaching dream dies with this hire, apparently.
Man, Texas is a good – that's a good look.
I'm not trying to coach like that, man.
Let's just identify some vulnerable coaches, and then we can start. But this time, Jay, you have to have the second part of the plan in place ahead of time.
What should the second part of the plan be?
Well, you have to make sure that you have certain relationships and that, you know, like your name is already, you know – moved along in the process.
I got to pay you to put my name out there. That's
well, that's one way of interpreting
it. I honestly think if Jay was serious about getting a coaching job, he can certainly put his name in the hat and get some real looks.
Yeah, no doubt.
He can get some real looks.
I mean, look, I will tell you, there's a different feeling in New York today waking up seeing that Rick Pitino is the new head coach of St. John's.
Six-year deal with St. John's.
And what you mean by that, Jay?
You know, Key, we often talk about in the NFL, like,
reheating coaches up, repackaging coaches. Yo, Rick Pitino, X's and O's, player-wise, he's one of the best coaches to ever do it. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff that's happened off the court. You know, I've been at ESPN for a long time. I've addressed a lot of them, right? Max, you can lay out some of the things that have happened with Rick Pitino's career. But when it comes to on the court and winning and hearing former players talk about Rick Pitino, it's different. It's upper echelon. It's one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah. Pitino's Louisville teams were forced to vacate 123 wins, including the 2013 national championship. Well, by the way, I find that hilarious. Vacate the wins. Erase it from your minds, everybody. It never occurred. This is following a sex escort scandal with potential recruits. Then, based on the 2017 investigation, the NCAA charged Pitino with a level 2 violation in 2020, citing him for, quote, failing to promote an atmosphere of compliance, end quote, during his tenure at the University of Louisville. Pitino was not punished. Would you let your son play for Pitino?
I wouldn't, but I respect the hell of him as a head coach.
Would you, Key, let your son play for Pitino?
Yes. I absolutely would. Sign him up tomorrow if he was good enough to play for him.
Yeah.
If he was in the program, that made sense, because he's coaching him in basketball. He ain't coaching him. I can coach my son in life. Right. I don't need him to coach my son in life.
I wonder if people think parents are so naive when they send their kids off to a high-level Division I program as to what goes on. Parents understand what's going on. If I had a son who could play basketball, I'd let him play for Pitino.
Max, I'm just going to have you err on this one for a side. I was so influenced by my college coach. Mm-hmm. I was heavily influenced with decisions I made for the rest of my life.
And I have an active coach, Jay?
Huh?
Your college coach is, yeah. But, your college coach is,
but key the amount
different.
Of, but see, yeah. In football, you guys have so many players. In basketball, it's so much smaller. The amount of time that I spent with my head coach, it was every single day.
I see the point.
It was meetings. It was
absolutely.
It's not just the negative influence that a guy could have on you. You're missing out on the positive influence.
I'm not saying that Rick Pitino will have a negative influence on my son at all. Yeah. I think there's so many other options. I'd rather go seek other options. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that he couldn't get my son to the NBA or he couldn't make my son a great basketball player. He could. But I know the amount of time that you spend with an individual. And to me, that's important because I've seen how my life has worked out and how I still have principles in combination with my dad that I've applied to my life. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it. But it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's wrong.
Well said.
I know that he's got some stuff that he's dealt with throughout his coaching tenure as a coach. I mean, it's just stuff. Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's a lot of stuff.
This. Just let everyone.
Because we only focus in on Louisville, right? We don't focus in on the NBA short. You know, we don't focus in on Kentucky first round. You know, the first go round at Kentucky. We don't focus in on that. We only focus in on what recently happened at Louisville. But at the end of the day, my son wants to play basketball and he wants to play for a good coach. So
I would never discourage any young man from playing for Rick Pitino at all.
That would just be my personal choice. There are lots of coaches.
My personal choice.
He wouldn't be one of the very top coaches you would pick, and so you figure you have options.
I guess,
as the Jets continue to wait for Aaron Rodgers, guys, Aaron Rodgers that would be. I'll tell you why the biggest move of the NFL offseason is not that, KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.